Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole.
And I'm Wendy Papazian. Hi, Seychelle. How are you?
Hi. I'm so excited. It's the two of us today. It's been a while.
Yeah, we're the OG.
I know, but it's fun to be like just the two of us. So hello, everybody. We're glad to be joining you today.
Hello, everyone. All our fantastic listeners out there. As we are rolling into the end of spring and the start of summer, we wanted to give you guys some tips for those of you that run your own business on how to take a guilt-free vacation. I know sometimes we feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders when we run a business. We make a lot of critical decisions. Sometimes during the day, we've got many people on our teams knocking on our doors. And you taking time can often make us feel really guilty. I don't know about you, but I...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. If you listeners feel like that, and we've certainly all been there, then this episode is definitely for you today. Today, we're going to explore how to really take time off for vacation.
So when you say take time off, like I think as an entrepreneur, there's two ways to take time off. One way is as running a team. Last night we were at the Mavs game, go Mavs. And there was a client last minute that's coming into town and we're having to coordinate team members and stuff is flying all over the place. I'm like, oh, that dunk was awesome. Also scheduled for tomorrow. And, but I'm quote unquote off, but I'm actually at the Mavs game. And then there's the other type of off that we're hoping to talk about today, which is the we just got back from Telluride. I think I did field, I think, three calls while I was there, but that was it. I was able to hit the slopes. I was able to ski down bluebirds like sky days and a slushy day and a powdery day. And we were able to enjoy a hot toddy and put our skis up at the end of the day and like actually have quality connection time and not feel panicked and chaotic and like we were guilty for leaving because stuff was going to blow up while we were gone and not present with our family and feeling guilty about that because you were wanting to be there and present. So what we're talking about is the Telluride type of trip of you're actually getting to enjoy your family time together. You're getting to be present in the moment with friends or by yourself or whatever kind of trip you're taking, but you're actually getting white space and like joy and your bucket filled back up. So that's what we want to talk about today.
Yes. And I love that because it's especially true right now. So many of us are experiencing extraordinary amounts of burnout and fatigue. It's been, obviously, we're through the COVID years. Those were a struggle. Those of you in the real estate industry, it's still tough. The economy is up and down. And we just really need it. We just really need time off. And actually, all the studies show that if you can take white space and you can take time off, you're going to come back and you're actually going to be more productive. So taking time off is a skill.
It's a muscle.
It's a muscle and it can be developed. So, so let's start off by talking about why, you know, taking time off is important. Studies on vacation show vacations help avoid burnout. Time off is essential for productivity. And as the CEO, you need to show employees that you value your time off and that work is something that you support.
Yeah, Wendy, that one is modeling the behavior you expect. You want your people to see. I think that's one of the most important pieces of that is like if you don't show your team members or your business that it's a priority to you, they're going to feel guilty about taking time as well. And then not only are you going to be burnout, your whole business is going to be burnout because they don't feel like they have permission to do that too. So if you're listening right now and you're feeling guilty about taking time off and you have a team, I want you to know probably the rest of your team feels guilty about that too. So if you don't even feel like you can do this for you, I need you to know you need to do this for them and you need to take time off and model it because you got to show them.
Yeah, I love that. And it's really important because you have to systematize your culture. So things just don't happen automatically. You have to systematize your culture. And so if you have a quote unquote work hard, play hard culture, which a lot of people say that you do, say that they do, you have to systematize the play hard. You just can't expect that to happen. I can remember several years ago, I had an unlimited vacation policy. And then I realized that nobody was really taking their vacations because what you measure matters. Mm-hmm. And if you weren't measuring days off, people just really didn't even know that they hadn't taken all their vacation days. So now we've instituted on our team, you have to take 1 week a quarter off.
So I love that.
People on our team need to take 4 weeks of vacation of the year. And that means you've got to have people cross-trained.
I love that. I think that's So good, Wendy. And also asking the question of what are, we do vision boards every year. So like part of it is, what does your vacation look like on that? And then every quarter asking like, what is your time off look like this year, this quarter? What does your time off look like with your family? When is your next trip you're looking forward to? Asking about that just as much as you ask about their goals, I think shows them you care and that you expect it as well, which is great. And I love that you just have it as a set, take a week off a quarter. That's a great way to systemize that. So yeah. I think that's great. So sounds wonderful, but like, how do you actually do this?
How do you do it?
How do you do it? There's really three ways you do this. Okay. The first way you do this is you have to prepare your team. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. Then you prepare your customers and your clients. You can't just ghost and vanish into thin air, or your team and clients will be ticked, right? And then you will feel guilty. So you have to prepare your customers. And then the third one is you actually have to prepare yourself, because you've got to set expectations with yourself of how to do this as well. So let's dive into that, Wendy, and let's talk about some of that.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about how you prepare your team. So first thing you need to do is plan in advance. Okay. So like Seychelle said, if you take off at the last minute, people generally get a little bit ticked off, especially if you don't let them know. So what we do is we book all of our vacations the previous year. So Jay and I take a goal setting retreat as a couple. It's usually in October and November. And at that time, we actually look at the following year and we book all of our vacations. And we don't always have exactly where we want to go, or even maybe how long we're going to go there, but we do just block the time off, because all of you listeners know that you've been in a situation where you've wanted to take a vacation, you haven't blocked it off. And then when you're ready to take that vacation, you're looking out and there's just literally your calendar is completely full. So book your playtime first, right? Okay. Yep. So Gary Keller tells us, we want to time block three things. The first thing is our play time.
Yep.
Second is our pay time. And the third is our planning time. This is our play time.
Okay. I love that. Yeah. And if you don't tell time where to go, it will go for you. So let's tell it where it needs to go and make sure that the play is in there, because otherwise it will fill and you won't even realize it. The second one that's important with this when you're preparing your team is to set the expectation that you're going to be completely unavailable except for emergencies. And you teach people how to treat you. So if you're letting them know, I'm going to be unavailable, it's going to force you to put some systems in place, and it's going to force you to either complete or punt or get things off your list before you're out. And so if you're preparing mentally that you are going to be unavailable except for emergencies, everyone else is going to start thinking that way too.
Well, and for those of you that have a smaller team, you might be thinking like, what I do is really crucial. And first of all, you need to get rid of that mentality, right? Nobody dies in real estate. Yeah. Here's what you do. So you decide which tasks you're going to delegate and which ones you're going to postpone. Okay.
Love that.
So this depends on the help you have at your company. All right. If you want to delegate something, you've left someone qualified in charge of. So maybe you're delegating all the leads that come in. Maybe you're the one that answers the phone call. Okay, great. You're going to delegate somebody else to do that. Okay, somebody else can do that on the team with a little bit of training. Are they going to do it as good as you? No, they're probably not. Maybe they're better. Who knows? Doubt it. And you don't need to worry, because it's okay, because the benefits of the vacation are going to greatly outweigh that 80% of success that other person that you've delegated to is going to do. So you don't need to worry about that whatsoever. So all of the tasks that you're doing, you're just going to delegate. And then you're going to postpone some of your tasks. So you've agreed in advance that these tasks can wait, and you don't need to worry that they're not getting done. So this could be maybe like, I know on my team, I'm in charge of writing the newsletter to other agents. Okay, so either I'm going to do it before I go, or I'm going to postpone it if it's due that week. And I'm not going to worry about it because I know I have crazy plans. So either delegate or postpone.
I love that. And the next thing is also, if you are, and we've written a couple episodes on this, right? But if you're hiring really great people, for us, one of the things we look for is self-motivated and self-managed people. And we look for people that have a high logical problem-solving capability. So give your people the autonomy and authority to make decisions without you. it's unfair if you give people the authority but not the autonomy. So that has to be both. They need to be empowered to make decisions for you. And if you're in a position where you have new people that are starting as you're exiting, which can happen, I know what I've done with my family is like allocate either at the beginning or the end of a day, like a 10 or 15 minute little window where the team just saves up all the questions, and then you just rapid fire the questions to help with those decisions if you don't feel like you have the team that's capable of making those decisions yet. And also in that, if you do that, I'm going to tell you right now, instead of answering all their questions, what you do is you ask the question first when they come, oh, this happened today. What do I do? The first question you should ask them back is, what do you think you should do? Teach them how to think, right? If I weren't available, what decision would you make? Because you want to train them that the more skilled and trained they get into the role, the more they're going to make these decisions, the more time off you're able to take because you feel comfortable in their decision-making capability. So always don't answer. Ask first what their thought is on what needs to happen so that you are empowering them and giving them the autonomy and the authority as you continue to grow together. But really try to, if there's a couple things you have to clean up when you get back,
It's okay. All right. So then you want to choose a quarterback to run the plays while you're out. So who's going to be in charge? You've got to have at least one leader on your team. If you don't, you need to get a leader or two as you're building your empire. And just say, hey, listen, you're in charge. And trust that they're going to maybe not make all the decisions right. And that's okay too. If they make 80% of the decisions right, you're golden.
Yeah, it's great. And you know what? If you don't have a team yet and you're a solopreneur and you're growing, I know a lot of Barb, my mom, before I was on board and she had an admin, she partnered up with another person in her office and they covered each other on vacations. And the expectation was they each were going to take 3 or 4 weeks off a year and they would cross cover each other and plan their vacations around each other's schedules so that they were respecting and honoring each other's coverage, which I thought was a great way to hack that until you have a team big enough to cover you.
Yeah, this is so good.
Yeah. And then you're going to go through and create a list of all the clients that you're working with, and you're going to walk through whoever is handling that through that list. And so like I start like a week or week and a half out from a vacay, I start making the list of all the things that I can think about that are running around in my head. I just start an email draft with a full list of all those things. And so by the time a day or two before vacay starts, I've got my list 80% done of either what I needed to finish or what is an update or what needs to happen. And then I'm giving the final touches to update somebody a day or two before I'm out of town.
So good. And then just forward all your calls to your assistant or your director of operations or whoever that's going to be. And you want to change your voicemail to reflect the fact that you're gone so people know.
Yeah, because I'll send you, we refer a lot back and forth to each other, and I'll send you a referral or a note, and it'll be like, I'm off having an amazing time in Portugal or in Spain, please contact my amazing team and for these items and here's all the different things. Or if it can wait, I'll respond to you when I get back. And it's beautiful. And if it's an emergency, I have options. And if it's not, it'll be there when you get back. It's great. So you're training those people, which is so awesome.
The rest of your team can take a vacation the same exact way.
Yes. Right?
They can cross train with each other. You want to make sure that you've got an operations manual. One of the great things that I did when I started my business was Jay gave the advice, like, hey, start an ops manual, right? So yeah. If there's any questions, somebody can look them up. You don't have to be the repository of all the things, you know?
Absolutely right. Yeah. And a great ops person will help you create that too, which is magical. Then let's talk about the second way in what you need to do to take actual full time off, which is to prepare your customers, right? Your team or your infrastructure set internally. Now you got to prepare your customers. So the first thing you want to do is tell them you're going to be out. Set expectations. Like we have a client coming in town today, literally, and tomorrow we have a client event. Last week, I started telling them before they traveled here, hey, on Saturday, we're going to be out of pocket for these hours. You can do the same thing with vacation. Hey, I'm going to be out of town these dates. If you can plan your schedule and you're flexible with when you travel or flexible when we go on the market, we can either work around it or my amazing team can list you on this date. So there's a great way to set that expectation, and then they're empowered to make decisions for them and they're not stressed because everyone's allowed to take time off. So
yeah, great customer service is really great communication and great expectation setting.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and they want your standards. Most of the time, they don't want you. they want what you represent, which is your communication, your systems, your standards, your level of service. As long as you're bringing alongside of you somebody who's giving that same level of service, you're fine. They're going to be thrilled because there's a game plan. They freak out when there's no game plan.
Next thing you can do is you just call all your clients with your sub, with your quarterback on the line, and just introduce them. Hey, Seychelle, I'm here with so-and-so on my team who's going to be covering me for the week. I just wanted to introduce the two of you. I'm going to follow up this conversation with an email that has all the ways you can get in touch with them and everything you need to know. Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great, actually. Great. Thank you. That sounds great. Have an awesome time.
Thanks. Yeah, I will.
I love it. Yeah, and then I cheated actually and put this earlier, but you have quite a fantastic trend of giving great autoresponders on your email, and it makes it entertaining and not boring. Put an autoresponder on there, and if you make it funny, people are actually excited for you. Yeah. Totally take a note out of Wendy's book on that because I love that. Yeah. Definitely do that. It's very fun.
And then if you're really worried, you can have someone on your team just send you a daily summary of what went on that day. If you're just that person, you need to know what's going on and make sure everything's okay. Otherwise, you're going to have anxiety if you don't know. Then have someone text you or send you a quick email wherever you're not going to get sucked into all of it. Just have them give you bullet points. Hey, this happened. This is going well. You're having a great time. Enjoy it.
Love it. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Okay, now the third part, which I would actually argue can sometimes be the hardest part, is actually preparing yourself to take vacation. Let's talk about how we do that, because sometimes that's you actually, right? What's that book, The Mountain Is You? I feel like on vacay, the mountain is you sometimes. You are the biggest hurdle actually mentally to get this going. Let's talk about how you do it.
and it is because a lot of us are addicted to work.
You're good at it. You're probably really good at it, right? Yeah, it gives you joy. You get dopamine.
You've been working hard.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier for a lot of us than other stuff like dealing with family. It can be tricky and we don't get the positive feedback like we do always. So just know that if that's you, then you need to work extra hard on some of these things. You need to put all these things in place. So set the expectation with yourself. You've already set it with your team. You've already set it with your clients. Set the expectation with yourself that you will be completely unavailable except for emergencies. Okay. You teach people how to treat you.
Yeah.
Okay. Your team wants you to go on a vacation.
They really do.
Yeah. How many times have you said to a client, hey, I'm going to Spain? They're like, oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
When our team fell apart and we rebuilt it, this is something that I did not do well in setting expectations with before our team fell apart in 2020. And so we did have a burnout culture. As much as I would love to say we didn't, if I'm being fully honest, we did. We were burnout. And I then literally ran my team from Michigan for a number of months and was like, oh, wow, we can actually do things. We can take time. We can do this differently. And I had one team member last year as we were preparing to go spend our time in Michigan and work from up there and take time up there that was giving me a hard time. And they were like, oh, you're gonna leave town? You're going to go do this? And you could hear this fear and this guilt creeping in. And before, I would have let that eat away at me. But this time I was so proud of myself because I actually turned around and I said, I really want to seek first to understand, are you feeling as a leader, I can't handle this and the business isn't equipped to succeed? And he was like, no. I said, okay, is it because that you're jealous and you're wanting to do this too? What is this? Because if this isn't the environment for you that you want to be in, I'm completely comfortable with that. We can find you a different team. And they were like, oh, wait, no, that's not what I was saying. But I got to the point where I was like, with myself and with our team, I have zero tolerance for not taking time for yourself now because it's so important. And I've seen what it can do to you when you're stressed and burn out.
It's so good, Seychelle. We have a close friend who the three of us actually were texting with the other day. Mm-hmm. And she had a situation on her team where several people left and they cited working till 2 a.m., crazy expectations, all this kind of stuff. And what was interesting is the rainmaker, the boss, then said they're making this much money, they're doing this, they have this many benefits. And I said, you know what? It doesn't sound like money is the issue here.
No, this person was making, their team member was making a ton of money.
Yeah. And so that was a big aha for this rainmaker. Yeah. This rainmaker was like, wow, okay, yeah, it's really, for most people, it's not about the money.
But the life yeah. is. Yeah.
It's about your culture. And do you have a burnout? Do you have a burnout culture? Or do you have a situation where you get to take the vacations and nobody else on your team does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. And if you do have a burnout culture, we're here to tell you that you can change that and you have the power and the authority to change that. And it starts with you. And mm-hmm. so if you are taking time off, not if, when you're taking time off, you need to truly disconnect. You need to turn off your phone. You need to not bring your computer, which I know some of you just went, don't bring your computer.
Because think about it. Yeah. Why do you need to bring your computer?
Unless you're planning on working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Don't cheat. No cheaters out here. Don't cheat. You know, if you're going to bring it, you're going to work and check your email and like, you're going to get in there and you've already told your admin they can check it for you. So then what happens when you're taking their job away? You're telling them you don't trust them. Don't do that. Don't be a vacation cheater. Hold strong, people. You can do this, right?
You can do it.
And if you feel like you can't do it, get a second phone. Okay. Just get a second phone and leave your phone with somebody else. And that's okay too. Silence your notifications. Luckily for me, Quinn figured out how to silence my notifications like 5 years ago on my phone. So good luck coming. I have no FOMO around having zero notifications. I don't need that. I have lots of notifications on my phone. Silence your
notifications. The other thing that you can do is you can actually delete some of the apps on your phone when you go on vacation. So delete your email app. You can delete Slack if you're using Slack on your phone.
Yeah.
I do this periodically when I feel like I'm on social media too much. I just delete Instagram on my phone and I can download it again, but it's just that habit of going to your phone and checking it.
Yep.
For so many of us, 70% of our behavior is routine.
Oh,
it's automated. And so for a lot of us, we're just habitualized to checking our phones constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, good.
Break that habit.
That's so good.
Yeah, we said this before, but if you absolutely can't say no to work, just limit your check-ins to one time a day. Check your email every morning from 8 o'clock to 8:30 or something like that.
And if this is what I'm going to tell you too, is if you feel like taking an extended period of time of a vacation feels like too much, literally you can start with one day off. You can literally start with one day. And then make it the goal the next month to take 2 days, and then make it the goal the next month to take 3 days. Or you could build it to then where you're, it's like working out. If you jumped in, and one of our friends turned 44 today, if you jumped in and did 44 burpees for your birthday, Camper's birthday, right? Happy our birthday. Co-host, happy birthday. That's why she's not here today. She's partying. But she did her workout this morning. But right, like I know Wendy and Jay do burpees for every year you were born. If all of a sudden you did zero burpees and you did 44 today, that would feel like a lot. But if you did one, you could do – everyone could do one.
It always feels like a lot because we only do it once a year. But
then there you go.
Yeah.
But like the other thing I'll tell you too with this is it can be tricky like when you're taking your time off. Like it can feel scary. And so we want to give you permission. Take a day. Just take a day. It's okay. And go for it. Oh, and I was going to tell you – this is what I was going to say. If you don't take time off, your body and your stress level will force you to take time off. And you know what it will be spent doing? Sick, stroke, heart attack, like stress, panic, breakdown. Like it's going to be spent not fun. And that's not the white space we want you to have. We don't want you to take breaks because you're so broken down and then your immune system breaks down and then you get sick. This is super like a hot button for me because I truly believe some of my family, like my parents' health issues were related to stress because they were not taking time. And so this is like me being protective of all of you, please take time because your body will force it if you don't. And it's not going to be the fun beach vacay you think you're going to have. So please take it because I don't want your bodies to force you to take it in a way that you don't want. So
you guys listen to Seychelle. Otherwise, she's going to come to your work and find you.
I'm going to come find you and I'm going to take you to the beach and I'll make you go with me.
And you're going to like it. Good time. Good time. Yeah, I love that. So smart. And then we mentioned this before, but get a second cell phone. Okay, this is a no-brainer. And it's funny because on that same text message conversation, one of my suggestions to this other rainmaker was like, hey, get your this person who's on their admin team, get them another phone.
Yeah.
And her question, was it this person or this person on the team who had their own phone? I was like, both.
Yes.
You know, if you are, yes. you're someone who needs your cell phone a lot and you're constantly dealing with clients, then just get another phone. What is it? A couple $100 a month? What of all the money you spend on everything? Yeah.
100% worth it.
Get another phone. Come home, put your phone in a desk drawer. Just put it up.
I love that. And then the last thing I would say too is like the goal of building a business is to have the business be able to run whether you're in the day-to-day or not. That's the true test of being right self-employed versus being a business owner. And so taking vacation can be a stress test to see how capable your business is to be able to run with or without you. And if you go on vacation and everything falls apart, then maybe you didn't prepare it properly. That's an opportunity. That doesn't mean you can never take vacation again. That's an opportunity to try it again differently. And so really think about it as an opportunity to build autonomous businesses, to build self-managed people, to build organizations that can truly make you money, whether you're working or not. And if we're building big empires, that's important in the pursuit of the bigger life. And this is a great opportunity to stress test that.
So good. So good. I can remember we went to France a few years ago, and on the way home, Jay, my husband, turns to me, he goes, I guess we'd been there for 2 weeks. And he turned to me and he said, "Babe, congratulations." "Oh, why are you congratulating me? Was it all the wine that I drank these last 2 weeks?" And he said, "No, I just want to congratulate you because you've turned your real estate career into a business, because I hadn't really checked in 2 weeks." And that was a pretty amazing feeling to feel, wow, I can go away for 2 weeks. I've got capable people. I've got everyone who can handle everything. And I get to go out and continue to build my big business, but that's where your big life comes in. Yeah. So today was so good, guys. It was so juicy. So as we roll into the summer, I really want to encourage you guys to go out and take a vacation. It truly is. It's so important. It's everything Seychelle said. White space is crucial to your mental health. Taking time off is crucial to your mental health. We live in a country where overwork is rewarded, and taking time off is punished. So you really have to fight against that. So just remember the three things we talked about, which is prepare your team, prepare your customers, and most importantly, prepare yourself so that you can come back, continue building your empire, and continue building your big life.
I love that.
Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Bye, guys.